Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's poppin'? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
Locario, what's up? Talk to me, dog.
What up? What's going on?
Man,
How you feeling?
We're here doing it again, man. As usual, right. Brother. As usual, guys. Y'all, it's a dating hour. Y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number. It's 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Before we start, we go ahead and hit it with this.
The following program is rated MAN. What does that mean? That means Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams aren't here to give your ass chicken soup. They're here to change the way you think so you can start getting some pussy instead of being treated like one. You can sit on the sidelines like most weak men, or you can get into the game. Call in. The lines are open. My question is, who's reading the first fucking email?
All right.
I'll go this time.
All right. You going to go first. Okay.
I'll read the first one. Right. You know what I'm
all
saying?
Right. No doubt.
Let me do it. This is a short one right here. So this one says, I had a girl show interest in me. She was in a relationship, but was not putting in effort while talking to me, but she was saying that there was something at her end. I messaged her and what is this guy's name? Okay, wait, he said, I had this girl show an interest in me. She was in a relationship, and I hadn't messaged her in a while. I was unable to read the cue that she wanted to have sex with me. I over-texted her and then she blocked me. Now, is it a good idea to go back and tell her that I want to fuck her? What are your thoughts?
You're too late in the game. Listen, a woman is, if she shows you interest and she realizes that you don't know what the fuck you're doing, she's going to move on. And the right. fact that he let it go on by, there was an opportunity. And like a lot of these guys out here, Locario, they don't take the opportunity when a woman gives them the opportunity. And I think the problem is that most guys cannot handle aggressive women. See, most guys are not used to women coming up to them, throwing the pussy at them. So I think that happened to him, Locario. He got scared. And then when his balls finally dropped from his stomach and shit, he finally nutted up and it was too late. Now, here's the second part. She blocks you and now you're becoming creepy. And this is one of the reasons why women don't really fuck with guys that don't know the game because of things like this, because they start to get weird in their feelings and creepy. Like she said, Locario, she's in a relationship, right? So that means that she wants, if she gonna fuck with you, She don't want no one to fuck what she has up. And look what he's doing right now. What say you, sir?
Now, that's real talk, because the fact that she's already in a relationship, she was probably just trying to get something real quick on the side. You feel what I'm saying? And keep it pushing. And maybe he was hesitating or being all weird and shit and didn't like jump on the situation as it was there.
Yes.
And then now she's like, okay, this guy, he's playing games. He's been all over the place. I don't want to have to deal with this shit no more. So let me just block this dude. Because this is the thing. Women aren't really that great at handling, pressure or handling difficult situations. So what they'll do is that they'll just eject from a situation or, try to just make the situation stop. So the easiest way to make the situation stop is to block you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you're coming at her now after the fact. You see what I mean? And so she don't want to have to deal with it. So she's just going to block you. But if you were to, made it happen when it was supposed to happen, then shit would have went down. Now, the thing is, this is why I don't really like to mess with chicks who have, boyfriends anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because that's already an issue. But if you're in that situation and let's say you have the chance to make shit happen and it could just go down real quick, you got to do it at that moment. You feel what I'm saying? You can't be waiting. You can't be going back and forth. You can't be stalling on the shit because she has a situation already. And what happens is that you got to strike while that situation's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, and the thing is that, and if you're messing with someone on the side like that, you got to understand the rule of the game.
Right.
The rule of the game is this. She's got a life. She's got security. But that doesn't mean she has a man. And she wants that balance. She wants, women want the security. They want the picket fence, the pie on the fucking window type bullshit. But that motherfucker ain't doing nothing in the bedroom. So when she gives you that opportunity, and again, you're right. You got to make that choice as a man if you want to go there. But if you go there, the first thing I'm doing is I'm letting her know I'm not here to fuck up what you got. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to bug you. When you want this dick, you come see me. But see, he fucked the game up because now he getting all creepy and shit. And she like, ooh, I'm glad I ain't get this motherfucker this pussy because he going to be, you remember he going to be, I think did April say that shit or you say that shit? He going to be outside with the radio and shit.
Oh, yeah, I think April said that.
I think April said that shit. He going to be outside standing with that big boom box playing some sappy-ass Keith Sweat songs and shit and fucking up her shit. So you don't want to do that, guys.
Right.
All right, well, we got a call. Let's bring the call in, guys. 515-605-9373. It's anonymous, so be prepared. Anonymous, what's your question, sir? What's up?
All right, guys. First of all, I just want to say it's a pleasure talking to you. I just want to ask you a question, Steve. Cario, Robin Smith is a very, very nice woman. I want to fuck the shit out of her. I want to fuck the shit out of her really hard. And really nice.
781, what's your question? Right, call after you have a question. Okay, let me go ahead and read this one. All right. All right, there's a girl who works in my, fucking bar near my hearse, my house. The first time I saw her, she smiled at me, and I smiled back. The second time, she took my order and said something not even funny, and she laughed. The next time she was cleaning the coffee machine, I approached her and introduced myself. We talked for a bit, and I told her that she was gorgeous. She ran away. I don't even fucking want, okay. After that, whatever, I go to the thing. It doesn't matter if I see her or not. She stares at me. When I'm not looking, I get close to the tills where she works. She pretends not to see me. A few times she dropped a thing, and she was cleaning the floor, and she took my – I don't know. This guy's all over the place. Let me get to the thing. She would talk to me, but she seems very nervous. I can't really say if she's scared or is she attracted to me. Can you help me out? So basically – he saw a girl, I guess he waited a little while, put his bid in. She ran off, but she's still looking at him and shit. So
right. It sounded like he ain't even really do anything. Like he just, he came into the spot. He saw it, thought she was cute. He told her she was cute or whatever. And then he said that she sort of ran away or walked away or whatever.
Yeah.
So basically what he's doing is this. What you got to understand is that when you guys are talking to girls at their job, you know, you see a waitress or some shit, or a chick working at McDonald's that you like or whatever, some shit like that. You got to understand that because they're at work, they're going to, you know, in a lot of cases, be at least cordial to you. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't necessarily mean that the girl's interested. But now that he said that, now that he let her know that, you know, he's attracted to her and that he's kind of trying to flirt with her or whatever, she might feel awkward in the situation, which is why when he comes in again, she's like sort of looking at him and sort of like walking on the other side of the room or whatever it is, because now the situation's awkward. And the situation's awkward because you didn't really, you know, he didn't really like do anything. He didn't really put his bid in. He didn't really like say anything to her to let her know, hey, listen, you know, what time do you get off? We should like make something happen. Or, hey, here's my card. Give me a call sometime so we could like hang on to something. You know, like he needs to let something be known so that she could respond. You understand? He needs to say, hey, listen, you know, I'm feeling you. We should get together and hang out sometime. Here's my information, and do it in that way so that, you know, so that it could be, you know what I'm saying? So that there could be something established so that she could respond to. And that's the problem with it, is that he's sort of just being very passive with the situation, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know how to respond to it. So a lot of times women are going to not know how to respond when you're being passive. That makes the whole situation awkward. And then that also sometimes ruins the situation, because maybe she was interested in him, but now because he's been so passive, right, he's made it awkward. And now that kills the sort of momentum or the attraction that could have had, you know, been there and that could have happened. And now it's probably being a wrap. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it goes to what I always call, Licario, yak tennis. Okay. And what mm-hmm. most guys do right here is this, Licario. This is the game they play. They always either beating around the bush, walking on the eggshells, or mm-hmm. kissing her ass, or begging and bartering for pussy. Okay.
Right.
So what he did, when, like you said, when she smiled at him, like you said,
right,
you would have put your bid in. See, this is what this is Licario. See, Licario would have go in, either put some flavor in her eye, flavor in her ear. Mm. He would have made her smile, laugh, blush, and do his thing, right? That's what most regular guys do. But because you strike while the iron is hot, because you know your time is valuable to you, Mr. Licario. So you're not just going to sit around and waste your time smiling at a motherfucking woman that's giving you some play. What these guys do, again, goes back to the first email. A lot of guys don't see or can handle a woman that's being even a little bit aggressive. They don't know what to do in the moment because they've never been in that position. So every moment that he waited showed her that he's the kind of guy that is going to not be able to turn her on an emotional and sexual level. So, again, she's looking at him, and I think, Licario, she wants to give him some play, but she's fighting her urge to say, I know if I give this guy a pinch of pussy, he's going to be all over the place. Because he can't, you know, they say you can't handle your liquor type shit.
Right.
So I think, like you said, you're absolutely right. This is the thing where you got to make your move in the first step. What say you? We got a few calls. But what say you on that, sir?
No, real talk. And one more thing I wanted to add, too, is that it's important to figure out what the situation is, because how does he know that this girl doesn't have a boyfriend, or this girl, you know, she could be gay. Who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to figure out, because, like, because she smiled, you know, she could be smiling because she's interested, or she could be smiling because she's at work. So you got to figure out what is actually happening.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's why you got to put your bid in and stop beating around the bush. But go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. We got, let me see here. I think we got 781. He waited for a little while. What's your question, sir?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on?
What up?
What's up?
Yeah, just a quick question. It's a little bit off topic, but I wanted to get y'all opinion on this. So I was talking to, it's not about me, but I was talking to a friend the other day about the Dwayne Wade situation where, you know, a couple months ago, he, you know, I think his son came out and was talking about, oh, he wants to be referred to as a girl and, you know, that whole situation. And I just want to get your opinion. When I look at that whole situation, because I like to learn from different situations, I'm like, I felt like Dwayne Wade, when you typically look at someone like him, you look at him as like an alpha male, NBA basketball player, you know, three-time world champion, yada, yada, yada. But for me, I kind of look at it like if you a real alpha male and you're really running your household the way it's supposed to happen, would you allow certain things like that, like for your son to come out and be like, oh, I want to be referred to as a girl? And like, what do y'all think about like situations like that?
Okay. All right, LaCar, would you like to go first on that, brother?
So he's asking, what do I think about situations of like with Dwayne Wade?
Yes.
Telling his son that he could be a girl and all that.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's kind of like a beta male. Like, a beta male will allow that to happen in his household. I don't feel like a true alpha male who's running his household correctly, I could be wrong, would even allow certain things like that to happen. So I just want to get y'all opinion on that situation.
Well, the thing is this, see, what you got to understand is that it's one thing for, because I'm a little bit familiar with the situation, but not all the way, but I was hearing stuff about like his son was talking about he wanted to get surgery to become a woman or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Now, shit like that, if that's the case, that's not happening because you're a kid. So you ain't making no decisions until you're 18 years old on that capacity. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, what you got to understand is that at the end of the day, see, what you got to understand is that you can't, and this is a very important thing people got to understand, you cannot control other people. You understand? So let's say if I had a son and he was feeling like he feels like a woman or whatever it is, I can't control how he feels about himself. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not like I could, you know, shake him up or say anything or do anything to make him stop being how he wants to be. It's just, that's how he wants to be. Now, if there's a situation where he's trying to get surgery and he's only 12 years old, that's not going to happen because he's only 12. But if he's sitting there saying, listen, I like wearing dresses and all that other stuff, hey, you understand what I'm saying? I can't do nothing about that. I could talk to him and say, hey, listen, you know, and have conversations and see what's actually popping off. But I actually literally have no control over that. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's going to do what he's going to do, you know, how he wants to do it, because that's what's inside him. I can't really do shit about that. You see what I'm saying? So it's not anything about necessarily, you know, like you can control the structure of your household. You can actually, you know, have leadership in your situation, but there's only so much you can do as far as how a person, any person, your son, your daughter, your cousin, your girlfriend, whoever, you have, there's only so much you can do. So you can't necessarily actually control that situation. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, and 781, here's the thing, 781. First off, I'm like, what son? I mean, I sorry, Icario, I hear what you're saying, 1,000%. But as a father in the home, just because I won a bunch of NBA championships doesn't mean I'm a man. If you follow Dwayne Wade, you know he's a cuck. You know his girl treating him. He's the woman in the relationship. And look how he dresses. Look how he presents himself. So, number one, he's not a man. But I'm going to shock you on something, 781. The way Dwayne Wade's son is right now, you ready for this? Most guys are like his son today. They act feminine. Mm-hmm. They scared to talk to women. They worry about other men. They're catty. They're gossipy. They're emotional. Mm-hmm. They're insecure. They're unaccountable for their actions. They blame and they're a victim. So what you see in Dwayne Wade's son, that's not the flavor of the month. It's what's going on now with a lot of grown men. So it's not just Dwayne Wade's boy. You got a lot of grown men, even like you. I don't know if you heard it a little bit earlier. You got a grown man calling a show that has nothing better to do than talk to two men about nothing, a prank call. You got men that that always blaming everybody else. They want to blame the government, feminism, women, everything else but except themselves. That's what women do. They're insecure like women because they don't want to stand on their shit. They're always being the victim, and also they want validation from other guys or women. There's like women. Women seek validation from women. That's what women do. But these guys act more like Dwayne Wade's son than they can imagine based off what they're doing. So Dwayne Wade's son is just a carbon copy of what you see today with most guys, brother.
Respect.
I got you. I appreciate that, yo. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Definitely,
all right, there you go. Guys, we'll give you all the number. We got some calls now coming in.
Go in.
Guys, y'all want to call in, there's the number right there, 515-605-9373. Anonymous, and then 202 next. Anonymous, what you calling? What's your question?
What's up, guys? It's Jakey from London. Basically, I've got a question to ask about a situation that happened last night. So I met this girl on Plenty of Fish, and we went out to the park, and like she was just being a bit rude. She started smoking weed and stuff, and I tried to get her back to my place. I was because we agreed, you know, to do it.
Fuck and this cake ass like, bitch, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eric code 202. What's your question? DC 202. What's your question? Going one.
I'm on over here.
Twice.
I'm
yeah,
on.
You on? What's your question? Yeah. What's your question?
Yeah, what's going on, boss? Hey, cook, I need some advice real quick, man. I've been dating this little female. Actually, to make a long story short, she came aggressive, like I said. She like, listen, man, I just want to fuck, and blah blah blah. So in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? She was bullshitting or whatnot, but eventually she let a nigga fuck. So we fucking everywhere in the back of the car, at work, shit in parking garages, and et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, feelings get involved and shit. Kind of like on both ends, you know what I'm saying?
You got involved. Stay right. You got feelings. You got feelings, sir. Be honest.
No, I say both feelings got involved. That was honest.
You, okay, no, fuck her. Yeah. Just say you, because we talking about you. So say you caught feelings,
okay,
bro.
But I'm just trying to give you the whole overall aspect of the story. So if you want me to say that, cool. I caught feelings, right? So I caught feelings or whatnot, and so I'm sensing like a lot of shit changing, like the phone calls changing, the fuck changing. So I'm not sure if I fucked up by catching the feelings and giving her that power or relinquishing it. And now she's pulling back or whatnot. You get what I'm saying? But to get back on my mojo, like, I need some advice, man. Like, should I just let this joint go or what?
Zachary, who wants? You want to go first or shall I, sir?
No, you go.
All right, DC, I'm from DC. We, you kinfolk, so listen to me. DMV for life. Listen to me, brother.
Yes, what's up?
Women love what I call the unattainable man. Women love what turns a woman on is the fact that she can't have you the way she can have every other guy out there. That's the turn on. That's a rush of adrenaline that's saying that, you know what, I've got to do this to get that dick from him. As soon as you put in your emotions in this shit, you automatically fail with everybody else that she doesn't want to fuck. Women don't want to fuck a guy whose pussy is tighter than hers. And what I mean is that as a man, you shouldn't be putting your feelings in a fuck, because that's all she is. She's not special. She hasn't done anything but give you some pussy. And the problem is you got caught up in the pussy instead of making it just pussy. You should have been like, you know what? Okay, you my Monday fuck, we good. Now I go to my Tuesday massage, my Wednesday dick suck, my Thursday this, and then I'll come back around to Monday again. You know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Right. So that's how you got to treat that. But what you did was you made a Monday into a Tuesday and then a Tuesday into a Wednesday. And she's like, hold up. Where is that man that I fell in lust with when I met him? Who the fuck are you? Cario.
So basically what you're saying is you got caught up in your you caught feelings for some chick who's just a fuck buddy, is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
So, well, this is the thing. And this is something all you guys need to understand. This is very, very important. Do not worry about how you feel about the chick. You understand? Think about how the chick feels about you. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning that she's the one who should be loved. She's the one who should be like, oh my God, I can't wait to see you. And like, that's all you need to check on. You understand what I'm saying? That's all you need.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? You need to look at it like, okay, look at it like a rap artist or a musician, right? the Kendrick Lamar, he's looking at it as you want to say, okay, damn, my fans are fiending for me to come out with a new album. I keep getting, you know, hit up on the Instagram. Every day my fans are just like, yo, when the next album drop, when the next album drop, when the next album dropping. So all you're worried about, all you're looking for is to see if they're trying to get that next album. You feel what I'm saying? You're not sitting there worrying about, oh, well, I like this fan so much, and I wonder if this fan's thinking about me right now. No, you're just focused on doing your music. You just focus on keeping shit tight. You just focus on doing what you do. But you just make sure that the fan is thinking about you like that. Right. That's all you need to know. All
right, cool. So the thing is, like, the fan is still thinking about me like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, she's still in it, but my, like, to regain, like, to
She's not.
So if she's still in it, what's the issue?
She's not in it. That's a lie, brother. Like, she's not.
Like, the reason why I say she's in it, right, because she went on a trip that I wasn't able to go on. You get what I'm saying? So she spazzed out, whatever, came up there, cursed me out. I was like, you know what, you disrespectful. So I stopped talking to her for like a week. So she reaching out, she texting. So that kind of showed me that I still got a little power left, because she's still reaching out. She's still reaching out, like, you know what I'm saying, what's up with you, why you ignoring me, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. You get what I'm saying? So I left her alone for a week. So I feel like she kind of still in it.
Lacar, would you like to kick? Are you done?
No, go ahead first.
All right, 202, listen to Unc. Listen to me, brother. I'm going to tell you why you're the woman in this relationship. She disrespected you, and you put her fucking ass in timeout for a week. You didn't check her fucking behavior. You didn't tell her fucking ass the next time. No, but no, you said you put her in timeout for a week, and you came crawling back. Let's see. Okay. What you're showing me is that you don't have a roster of women. You don't value yourself. And because you got a little pussy, you putting that shit over your own fucking standard, brother. Hey, look, the rule of the game is ironclad. If you disrespect me, you're gone. Rule number two, see rule number one. There is no timeout. There is no, well, you know what, little, you know, Tamisha, whatever bitch's name is, you know, you were wrong. And I want you to think about what you did wrong, and don't you do that. That's how you sound right now. Mm-hmm. You talking about she called you and bitched you out? What the fuck does that mean, Lucario?
Mm-hmm. Now, and this is the thing. See, the problem is within the actual situation. You understand? Like I saw one of my boys sent me a video the other day. I didn't even get to watch it, really. I just saw the title. And the title of the video said, what to do when your girl is ignoring you and acting up. So my first question is, why is your girl ignoring you and acting up in the first place? Right? You see what I mean? So but what I'm saying to you is, why is it that the girl you're dealing with, she calling you up, acting all crazy to the point where you got to put her on a week timeout? Like, this shouldn't be none of that shit. So people see, well, a lot of times people function. Can we say that again?
What's up? I agree, but some females got to be trained too, because she's a little younger. You get what I'm saying? She's, what, 27? So some females got to be trained. So that was the first time she disrespected me.
But this is what I'm saying. When you're training a chick, she still has to be cooperative in the training. So just like if I'm the manager at Walmart and I'm training a new employee, they got to listen to what I'm saying. They can't be, you know, fucking throwing, you know, boxes of tissues down the aisles and acting funny and having fits on the ground. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm training you, but you still got to fucking listen to what I'm saying. So there needs to be cooperation in the training. And the fact that she's not cooperating, the fact that she's acting all funny, that is already an issue. So people, they look at dysfunction, because you just said, you was like, oh, well, she still liked me because she was like bitching about this and acting that way. That's dysfunction. You understand what I'm saying? People look at that as a way to gauge interest, but that's just her engaging in her dysfunction. You understand? Because she may not necessarily be interested in you. She's interested in the dysfunction, meaning she's interested in dealing with drama that goes along with interacting with anybody. You could She's not interested in you. She's interested in the drama. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, Lucario, but here's the thing, my brother. DC, you say that women need to be trained, but what you don't understand is she's been training your motherfucking ass, my brother. She's got you trained where she's can, now you being more of a crumb snatcher. She's doling out the pussy when she wants to do it. She's training you that she can talk to you any old kind of way, and guess what? You'll still come back. Mm-hmm. So she's got you trained, brother. Hear me out, brother. Listen. When she cussed, when she bitched you out, did she come back to you or you went back to her?
She came back to me.
And when she came back to you, what did you do?
What you mean, what did I do?
Well, you just moved on with your relationship, right? When she came back, you just moved on. Am I correct?
I mean, I listened to her. Like, I heard her out. Like, she was on the verge of, like, you know, I ain't going to do that no more. You know, I told you in the beginning that I...
Gator tears. Okay, brother. Here's where your problem is. And if I would have asked Lucario that, you know what he would have told me? First, he would have looked at me and said, that? Bitch. He would have called me a bitch for that shit. But if I would have said, Lucario, she bitched you out. What did you do? He would call me a bitch. Because he said, you know what the fuck I would have done. As soon as that bitch called my motherfucking ass, I'm checking her at the fucking door. Don't you ever in your fucking life do that shit again, because if you do that shit again, you gone. Do you understand me? Yes. No, motherfucker.
That's what I told her. Listen, my nigga. That's what I told her.
You asked me what did I do
when she wanted to beat up. But what I'm saying is, that's what I told her. I told her it's not tolerated.
And then what happened after that?
I told her that shit wasn't tolerated, and if it happened again, it's either going to be longer than a week or the shit might be over.
No, wait. You said the shit might be over?
It might be over.
That's the problem. You see what I'm saying? You're not. You got to be definite. Not might be over. It's going to be over.
I got you. I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from.
That's what we're talking about. Because as soon as you say might, she already knows she got it. She wrote that's you. What I'm saying.
Geppetto.
Like,
he better to call it so Geppetto. Should I
let
shit.
This, so at this point, what should, like, should I let this shit go, or is it attainable, or what?
Do you want to say? Do you really want to save it? Because I got an idea. Do you really want to save it?
Give me the best advice, man.
I'm going to give you the best advice. Click over right now and call her. Lucario and I will be quiet. Live on the air, you call her and say, you know what? Since you were out of line the other day, your punishment is coming over and sucking my dick. Go ahead and do that right now. You can save it. Do it right now. All right. So click over.
Give me a
click
second.
Over, call. We'll be quiet. All right, now hold on. No, listen. Now you make sure you remember. I thought about the other day when you bitched at me. And I got punishment for you. So at lunchtime or sometime today, your punishment is sucking my dick. So
all right. Click over everybody there. Press mute. Everybody press mute, niggas. This for the world. Right.
Mute, dog. This is what we do in this motherfucker. Let's see what's up. All right, we quiet. Shit, we're quiet.
What you doing over there?
That's it.
Say it again. Hello. No, 12:30. Hey, baby. Hey, listen. You come to see me later on, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Cause your ass punished, babe. When you come up there, I need you to suck this dick real good, all right? You got that? That's for coming up there all reckless and shit. Alright? I need you to say, yeah, the only need no mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
I say yes.
All right, text me when you get up.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Hold. Right, wait, 202. Hold on one. Sleazeball, fuck you, bitch. Because you don't get pussy and you don't see what the fuck we just did right there. This motherfucker think I'm setting you up for failure. I'm showing you what men do, you dumb fuck. As you can see, unscripted, when you're a man and you are dominant, they're going to fucking follow you. Licario, right or wrong, baby?
Nah,
right or wrong?
Real talk. That's
fuck what, you
that's
talking about. Setting
so, up. So someone in the chat said y'all would set me up.
Right, but no, but you, no, but what I'm saying is, no, we ain't joking around with your heart. No, you did the right thing. That's what men do. You lead, you be dominant. I post this is because if you would have asked Sleazeball, he would have told you to go get some flowers, some chocolates, and fucking massage your back.
But listen,
and
though,
tell
and
her
listen though.
What's up?
Did I hear the first thing she say? She
yeah,
was all,
yeah,
mm.
Yeah, she said she don't suck. Yeah, what, 202, you want to know why she said, because
why
the man who used to be turned her on. Women love dominant men. That's what Licario and I have always been telling you. Don't walk on fucking eggshells and don't beat around the bush. Licario would say you.
No, that's facts. That's facts. And remember, when you see her, make sure you reiterate why she's doing it. It ain't her just sucking the dick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is the reason why I'm telling you fuck through and suck this dick. You feel what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got it. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure that she understands why she's doing what she's doing. You feel what I'm saying? April saying that she was half sleep. She was half sleep.
But he made her, but he woke her up though, remember?
Right.
He woke her up.
She was half sleep. But this is what I'm saying. You still got to reiterate that when you actually see her.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So the point is her.
How did y'all think the call went though?
Hold on, let me put G Money and blood time out. That bitch motherfucker. Okay, go ahead. Listen. You were uncharted territory because you were a little nervous there. And it's not bad because a lot of you guys are not like, you know, Licario and I don't just come out the box like we are. It's time and trusting ourselves. What I'm saying is that you still have work to do. But what I'm saying is I wish you would have brought up the punishment first and then brought up what she's doing. You brought up the situation, brought up the punishment, which is fine. But what I liked in April, what I liked about this, I know she was sleeping and groggy, but he woke her up and made her say yes. Licario?
Nah, and the thing is again, all I'm saying is that anytime you're doing any of these things, you got to make sure that she understands why. You understand? That's the most important part. You understand? This is what I'm saying is before. Remember, before you were saying, because before you were sounding a little.
A little shaky, a little shaky.
Yes, yes.
You understand? Inside, that's what I'm saying. You got a sharp shove. Before you was like, well, I might leave you. You understand? You don't want any mics. You want all definite. So everything has to be definite when you're talking to the chick. So make sure that it's always definite. And she understands why these things are happening, why you're saying what you're saying, why she needs to do what she needs to do. You hear what I mean?
And when she's sucking your dick, because we have the calls, when she's sucking your dick, you make sure you pull her head back and look at her eyes and say, this is going to happen every time you get out of place.
Right, exactly.
This is every time I feel that you're doing something disrespectful, you're going to need to suck my dick as punishment. That's how you got to do it. Because all she is a fuck.
You.
She's not special.
That's it.
You see what I'm saying? You make
so the question again, should I let it go or what?
No, you look again,
okay.
Like Licario's saying, the funny thing he's saying, you train her, but don't let her throw the boxes of tissue in the aisle, like Lucario's saying.
Like, just don't let her act up. Like, as long as she's not acting up, you're good. She start acting stupid again.
Yes.
If she keeps acting stupid, you kick her to the curb.
Yes.
All right.
Well, hey, we got other calls. The lines are blowing the fuck up. So we'll throw you back. But you see that unscripted, Lucario?
Right.
If y'all are just dominant, you will get fucking results. All right, 447 and then 585 next. What's your question, 447? Going once, going twice, he hung up.
Hello?
Wow. Okay. Yes, what's your question, sir?
Yes, Ness from London.
What's going on, Ness? What's up?
You hear me,
I'm
good.
We can hear you.
What's your question, man? What's up?
Right, yeah. I just wanted to know if you dating coach lads, you still advocate cold approaching women in the street in this day and age, in 2020 as well.
What the fuck is a cold approach? Can you tell what the fuck that is? What the fuck is a cold approach?
You can't say cold approach.
You can't say that. You can't say that bitch shit with me. That's not. I don't believe that shit is fake. That's PUA bitch shit. There ain't no such thing.
Go in cold approach. Yes, go cold approach.
Do you cold approach your refrigerator? Do you cold approach your fucking car keys? Do you hear how you fucking sound, dude?
Those are things that I own, though. What I'm saying is a lot of dating coaches advocate cold approaching. Lucario is one of them.
Approaching.
Nez, go in cold approach. Just go and approach the woman. Yes, you go and you walk and you talk to the girl and you make it happen. Yes. That's
a cold approach. Yeah. A cold approach when you don't know. You walk up to them in a public place and you strike up a conversation. That's a cold approach.
So why are you asking the question, sir? Why are you asking the question?
No, I just wanted to know if you advocate it because it has a very low success rate.
Okay.
The street isn't really designed to...
Wait, Muff. Do you think life is porn? Do you think the pussy stork is going to drop you some pussy at your door?
Wait, let me ask you a question, Ness. Let me ask you a question, Ness. What has a higher success rate?
Sitting on his ass.
I'm curious, Nez, what has the highest success rate?
Building up a friend's social circle.
Wait, hold on.
You said building up your social circle?
Yeah. So going out in an environment where you speak to people. I'm talking about the street specifically, like the street while you're walking down a high street or in a shopping center or something.
Lucario, you know why I love this guy. I love this guy, and I'm not joking. The reason why I love you so much is because she's gonna tell me the story of how a guy named Ned was sitting on the wall looking at her like she was a piece of meat. So, Ned, if you feel like sitting around being friends with the food, you want to hang out with Mr. Zebra, you want to fucking go and hang out with the motherfucking other grass-eating animals, then, Lucario, may I real quick? May I? Hey, Ned. I got the perfect place where you can go to right here.
The following ad is rated G for grass-eating lions. Rough day in the Serengeti? Did the zebra avoid you again? Well, don't worry. Take your panties off and log on to GrassTube, the place where grass-eating lions come together and bitch about zebras. GrassTube has a wide range of topics you can listen to, such as... Zebras are evil. Don't eat them. Don't hunt them. Just eat grass. The zebra was mean to me, so go your own way. Don't ever chase, eat, or go after the zebra. If you do, you'll lose your territory. How do I approach a zebra? What do I say to a zebra? Are you fucking shitting me, Steve, with this bullshit ad? The game is different now, and zebras have changed. The zebra will use you, and how to manipulate and use indirect game on zebras. Grass Tube, for the grass-eating lion who wants to bitch about zebras and eat grass.
Go ahead, Mr. LaCar. You got the floor, sir. You got the floor, sir.
Oh, man. You did it to him, Steve. Why you have to do it to him?
Because LaCario, he on that bitch shit. We got the call. He on that bitch
homie.
Shit.
He's trying to learn. He's trying to learn.
Okay.
Is Ness still on the line?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him back in. I just wanted him to see what he's doing. Go ahead.
Wait, I got to talk to Ness for a second. Ness, how do you create a social circle?
Very funny. But no, creating a social circle, you join a club or become a member of a society and you go there consistently and you talk to people and make friends.
Okay, so how do you...
Through those friends,
don't you have to approach that club?
Yeah, the people don't expect to be approaching that scenario. I'm talking about in the street or in a place like a shopping center or a shopping mall. The area, the environment isn't designed to cold approach women there. Women don't expect to be approached while they're going about their daily business, like trying to get from A to B, is what I'm saying. I've actually pulled up a series of tweets by people who are social.
If you're trying to create a social circle, you still have to, cold approach those people, correct?
Well, yes, you do, but in some cases, they will come up to you and strike up a conversation with you. But in that setting, people expect us to speak to each other. In the street, they don't.
Why do you care? Why do you care what the animals think? Why do you care what they think? I'm asking you, why do you give a fuck?
It's a matter of saving your time. It's a matter of saving time is what I'm saying.
Okay, wait. When I say Ned, I don't know what your name is. Whatever your name is.
Nev.
I thought it was Ned. Nev.
Nez.
All right, Nez, Paz, Kaz. All right, look, End Dog, look. When you're thirsty, do you go after what you want and you don't give a fuck about the end result? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so when you want to do something, why don't you just do it instead of making the excuse of not wanting to do it, sir?
I have done it, though. I did it consistently. The success rate is low. It's not worth the time versus the output.
Brother, the success rate is not the problem. The woman isn't the problem. The street isn't the problem, or the sky isn't the problem. The problem is you. When she hears you, she hears that your pussy is tight. I'm not trying to be mean, Nez. I'm letting you know. When you approach her, I can tell that she's not attracted to you because there's nothing about you that makes her pussy wet. That's the truth, man. Can we agree on that, sir? Because I'm sure you want to blame the woman, but you want to talk about cold approaching and all this other stuff. It's just approaching, brother. Approaching. Does that make any sense, man?
Right, yeah.
All right, let me say one more thing. If I walked up to the woman, I was like, hi, how you doing? How was your day? Well, what are you up to? Well, can I get your phone number? Versus, hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? My name is LaCario. You don't know me, but I'm the bad boy of the dating game. What's up, girl? How you doing? Now, who do you think, Nez, that she going to go after? Who do you think she's going to want?
It's a 99.9% chance that she's going to slap down both approaches.
Wait. Can you tell me the lottery numbers, please? Because, hold on. Are you going to be Nostradamus and tell me what the lottery numbers are? What are the lottery numbers?
No. The approach and what you say doesn't really matter, though. If she's averse to it in the street while she's trying to get from A to B, she's going to reject you regardless. Because I've actually have like a set of tweets up on my screen where people are discussing this topic. And, the women are all saying, hello, everybody, especially idiot men. Yes, men walking up to women on the street trying to engage with them is street harassment. leave women alone generally. It shouldn't matter if we are or we're not wearing headphones. Not wearing headphones doesn't make it better. And you know, we had this PUA guy trying to debate with these hundreds of women, and all these women were going in on him, talking about, you know, leave women alone, et cetera, et cetera.
Ed, what you're reading is an excerpt from women who've been approached by a lot of guys who they think are beta males. That's what they're talking about. You understand? So women want to be approached all the time by men that they're attracted to. You understand what I'm saying? So if she's attracted to you, she's going to welcome the approach. If she's not attracted to you, she's not going to welcome the approach. Go ahead.
If she likes your looks, she'll welcome the approach. If she doesn't, she won't. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, in some situations, but also in some situations, she still has to like other things because she could like your look. But if you approach her and your breath stink, or you don't know how to talk to a chick, or you're nervous, or you don't know how to have a conversation, she's not gonna want to talk to you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
Nez, we got to go, but Nez, let me ask you this last question. Here's an arithmetic question. If you're a loser and you want a winning thought and how to get girls, think you're going to have a winning thought or a loser thought because you think like a loser? What do you think you're going to have?
A loser's thought.
Right. So what do you think you're doing right now? You're a loser right now trying to be a winner, fighting information from two fucking winners showing you how to win. You're fighting the current. You're fighting the information. You are your worst enemy because instead of humbling yourself and taking the information, you're trying to tell winners how to be losers. Do you see what I'm saying, sir?
Right. No, I see you. Yeah, I understand.
All right. I appreciate you, brother. Right. We'll throw you back, and we got other calls. Eric, thank you, brother. Eric, 585 and 786 next. 585, what you got for us?
What's going on,
Steve and Lucario? What up? I was talking to this chick yesterday, right? And I already told you, like, she got mad because, like I said, like, I don't take chicks serious. They got more than three body counts. And she tried to get upset about this shit of, like, oh, but how I'm supposed to fuck with you if you got, like, over 30 body counts? And I'm like, because we're not equal. Like, how you going, you know what I'm saying? Like, what sense does that make? Like, what the fuck do you mean?
You want to go first or shall I, Mr. Lucario?
So you said you were talking to women about this?
He told a woman about he doesn't like her because of her body count.
Say that again?
No, I said I wouldn't take her serious because if she got more than three body counts, that's what I told her. And that's just a part of my shit. That's how I run my team.
Hold on. Was this a girl you was trying to get with?
What?
Was this a girl you was trying to get with?
Yeah. Well, no, she was trying to get with me, and I told her, like, yo, if you got more than that, I can't take you serious. I would have fun with you, yeah.
No, but what I'm saying, and then what happened? Did you get with her? Did you get with her? Did you hit it? What happened? Did y'all?
No, because she got mad about that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, of course you're going to get mad about it. What are you doing?
He's lying, Lucario. He's lying. You're lying, sir. Please stop lying to us. You can't, because if it didn't mean...
Okay, Steve.
Okay, Steve, bullshit. Here's the thing. Okay. If you really about the game and you getting pussy, you ain't going to say the shit you saying, number one. Number two, it's not that she's trying to get you. You were trying to get her, and that's why you're calling the show, because you give a fuck about what some bitch think. Can we be honest, 585? Can we? Please? Why do you give a fuck? Then why? Okay, what's the call for then?
Why would you? But this is what I'm saying. Why would you need? Why would you feel the need to tell her that shit?
What do you mean? That's just a part of my rules in my kingdom. I started like, yo, I'm not gonna take you serious if you have more than a certain kind of body count. She tried to say
no,
that
no,
we were equal.
This is a girl you just met, correct? Right, so if you just met her, what are you talking about, team and being with me and all that? You should just be talking about fucking, right?
Because he ain't getting pussy. He lying. He lying. You don't mean that. 585, look, why don't you just be honest and tell us what really happened?
I know
that you didn't go up to a complete stranger and tell her about her body count. I know you didn't do that because I feel like Ashton Kutcher is about to come out and say we were punked.
No. We were just talking and I got brought up. No, heck no. I'm not saying that I did that.
Who brought up the body count? Who brought up the body count? Because I know she didn't, did she? Oh, wait. She brought up the body count.
I can't hear her. What you said?
We say it louder. I brought up the body count?
No, she did.
Oh, so y'all just...
Wait,
like,
he said the woman brought up the body count?
Bullshit.
That's bullshit. Stop
That's
it.
Bullshit.
Stop it.
You lying.
Let's stop the nonsense now, bro. First of all, we already know women love to avoid that fucking conversation
yes.
like the plague. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, bro. Stop.
Hey, when she brought up the body count, did she tell you about the magical beans that you can put in the backyard, too?
What?
When she brought up the body count, did she tell you about the magical sexual beans that you can have if you sell your two cows at the market?
What are you trying to imply, man?
Well, you know what I'm trying to imply? You want to lie, so let's lie together. I mean, you calling us about a body count question? And the fact that she says you're not interested in her because if she doesn't have a 3 body count, but you're calling us to see how you can get the bitch back. So what the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's not what I'm calling you. I'm talking what's your take on that? If she doesn't agree to those terms, that's what I'm asking you.
Weak as fuck. It's goofy. It's sissy, man.
See, the fact that you said that she brought up the body count thing, that don't even sound right, bro.
I don't want to be different. I'm not trying to be different. It's just the way I am. They call me sissy. But I'm not a sissy. I'm not.
What did you say, Lucario?
I need to hear how this conversation went, bro.
Yeah, it's 786. We got you. How did this conversation go?
How did it go to where she brought up the body count? Tell us, please.
Go ahead and make it up.
What?
How did the conversation
how
go?
How did the conversation go to where she brought up the body count?
You asked me first.
And I told her I'm not telling you. I said I have a lot. And she asked me how I felt about that shit, and I said I wouldn't. So what happened?
Saying she said she's not gonna tell you.
No.
So wait. So you're like, okay, let me get this straight. You're like, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I do this. What college you go to? I do this. What are you looking for in a guy? What's your body count like? Is that how it went?
No, that's not how it went.
We were talking about that, and we were talking about that, and I got brought up, and I'm like, I got a lot. That's all. And I said, I wouldn't take you serious if you got more than 3 body counts. That's what I told her.
To go do a back and forth, be like, I said this, she said this, I said this, and then she said this. And I want to hear, at what point did she bring up the body count? So were you saying, hey, what's up? How you doing? My name is Sex God. What's your name? She's like, my name is Stephanie. And you're like, hey, what's going on? What you doing today? And she's like, oh, I'm good. I'm just, you know, hanging out, about to go shopping. And then you're like, oh, so what are you going to go, buy? And then she's like, oh, by the way, I just want to know, what do you think about body count? Like, did she do that? How was it brought up? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, how was that shit brought up, brother?
My God, dude, I just told you. We were I was on my direct shit, you know what I'm saying? Talking to her, like saying you look mad good and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, yo, what's up? I'm trying to make some shit happen. And then she was like, oh, you fuck a lot of girls. I'm like, yeah, I have. Like, is that an issue? And she goes, maybe. I'm like, okay. I said, well, if you want something serious, I wouldn't take it serious if you got more than 3 body counts. That's exactly what I told her.
Wait, you brought that shit up, motherfucker? What the fuck do you mean you want something serious? You were thirsty from Jump Street, kissing her fucking ass, telling her she's beautiful and all that shit.
Why are you asking, why are you talking about serious shit anyway? Why are you even bringing that up?
Why is that for someone you just met?
So what?
Why, it was saying, why did you? Why are you bringing up talking about anything serious about somebody you just met? You understand what I'm saying? Like, if I just meet a chick and I'm talking to her and I'm like, yo, you bad as fuck, we should get together and hook up. All I'm talking about is, so why am I talking about, I'm not going to take you seriously if you have more than three? Like, what is that even? Like, why am I even talking about anything serious? You understand what I'm saying?
No, this is the thing, Ricardo. It was like, because she was like, she told me, like, oh, yeah, she usually makes guys wait and shit. And I'm like, I'm not with that. Like, what do you mean you make guys wait for sex? Like, you ain't about to make me wait for the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, and I'm not. What you said?
Well, hold on. Stop right there. So you said, she said she makes guys wait. You tell her you're not going to take a chick seriously. She has higher than the three body count. But then you telling her that you ain't trying to wait, but you expect her to have a low body count. That don't make no sense. Because if let's say 10 other guys just like you approach her. Is she, you see what I'm saying? Like, what is she supposed to do now? Because you're saying you're basically in a contradiction. You're saying I don't want you to have a high body count, but I want you to fuck me quickly. How does that work?
Yeah, you're supposed to, like you said, you're supposed to be the guy like that she wants to have sex with that first night. Then my thing is, think about it. For chicks having sex, right? If she has a low body count, precisely, right? That means she's not giving herself just to anybody, right? Is that right or wrong?
Say that again.
She has a low body count, right? That means she's not giving herself out to anybody like that. And the guy she gives it out to is the guy she wants to fuck with. Like, she had that connection with heavy from the jump. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so what I'm saying is,
that's why virgins. That's why virgins tend to cling on to you longer. That's what I'm saying.
No, but my point is this. You can't expect the woman to have a low body count and also at the same time expect her to be a slut. Like, which you gotta choose, bruh. You can't be like, see, all of that is ego. You're saying I want you to only fuck me, but all these other niggas you should wait and not let them get the pussy. Is that what you're saying?
That's the rules of my kingdom, right? If she don't want it, that's what I'm saying.
Why should she give it to you rather than me or Steve or any other guy?
What's that? Dude, we got the call. This motherfucker. hey, 586, next time you talk to her, make sure you tell her to go to Candyland where all the candy canes and the sickles are, and then maybe you'll get some ass, some Candyland pussy, man. All right, let's get the next call. We got three. 786, what's your question? 917 and 252. What's your question, 786? 786 going once, going twice. All right. Next up, area code 917. What's your question in 252? 917, what's your question?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hold on.
You can or you can't?
Man, what is your fucking question? We can hear you. Do you not hear us say, when, sir, you're on the line?
Man, don't yell at me. This is my first time.
Shut the fuck up. Let's start all over. I'm sorry, let's unring the bell. We're going to call your number out. We're going to unmute you. It's going to say you're unmuted. And when you're unmuted, that means go ahead and talk, okay? So we shall unring this bell. Area code 917. You are on the air, sir. What is your question?
Okay, great. Thanks. So my question is, when your callers are focusing so much on other women and not focusing on themselves, like, can you say more about that specifically? Because I noticed that you guys are doing that in a very integrated manner, like looking at, you know, where you're coming from, I guess, your frame, and not having, you know, just focusing on what women want. I mean, I think it's great, your message, what you have. And can you say more about that?
That's a great question. Lacar, would you like to go first or shall I?
No, you go first.
Okay, brother. I teach men not to ask for pussy, not to beg for pussy. I teach guys to show how women want to fuck them, okay? Meaning that if I'm talking to a woman, I got the balls to tell a woman I'm not here to fuck you. I'm never going to tell a woman I want to fuck her. And if she asks me the question, I've got the balls enough to tell her, I'm just showing you why you should be fucking me. because that's what I believe in. I'm never going to beg for pussy. I'm never going to make it about the woman. She's going to be fucking me, or she's going to be wasting my fucking time. Licario, you got the floor, sir.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, I always say that the game is about you. You understand? And everything that you're doing in the game should be focused and surrounded on how you want to do stuff. So that even pertains to women. So it's just that if I'm dealing with a woman, what do I want from her? What do I want to do? What are the things I want to engage in? How do I want her to act? What type of situations do I want to be in with this woman? So it's not about what she wants. It's about what I want. And I'm finding women who want the same things I want to do. You understand? Who cooperate with me. So it's not this thing where I'm ignoring what the fuck the woman wants.
Right.
If a woman wants something different than what I want, that's cool. She could go find that somewhere else. But if she wants to be with me, she has to be in alignment with what I want. So it all goes back to
me.
But a lot of the guys, what they'll do is, and especially in this whole like game and even pickup artists and all these other people, they're trying to turn men into, you know, like dancing monkeys for chicks to try to get pussy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm against that shit. You
right.
get
Outstanding. I mean, the reason why I say this, I'm a psychoanalyst and I'm also a military historian, and looking at Sun Tzu, you guys are using that approach. Don't focus on the enemy. Focus on yourself as you see the enemy, right? That's the failure of what's happening right now with like Trump and the China relationship right now with trade. You know, he's focusing so much on them. Go ahead.
But 917. Yeah, you want some other stuff. We just telling guys they have value and worth, and they don't need to beg for pussy because women are fucking and giving the pussy away like Halloween candy, sir. But thank you for your call. We got 252 and 786. 252, what's your question, sir?
Hi, Uncle Dean, I was just calling. I really don't have a question. Just got a comment, if that's okay.
Yo, hey, you got the floor, sir. What's going on?
I was just calling. Uncle Dean, I ran across you, man. It had to be 6-7 years ago. And the biggest thing I hope your listeners learn from this, that I learned from you just listening to your show with this dating game. Well, I'm married now. I wasn't married when I first found you, but it's honesty. And that helped me so much when I met my wife, was just being straight up. I remember you had this saying was, don't tell them what is, not what should be. And I work at this place. I'm actually on my lunch break, guys. And I work at this place, man. It's probably 200-300 women in there. And they're always asking me questions because, like, I'm married and everything. I don't dip and all that other kind of stuff. But guys need to understand women just want somebody to be honest with them. I mean, that's the vibe I pick up here at this job. There's so many guys out here just so scared to be honest and say exactly what is versus trying to beat around the bush. It's a lot of guys here, some attractive women at our job or whatever, and they want to be friends with these girls. And I'd be looking at the guys, I'm like, why do you want to be a friend with her? If you like her, say something, you know what I mean? I don't understand some of that stuff. And I was on my lunch break. I seen y'all were live. I just wanted to call. And if you could and just say, Uncle Dean, appreciate it, man, because I found you. It had to be 6-7 years ago, man, when you was doing these shows. And that's the biggest thing was honesty. When I met my wife, I just said, this is what it is. This is where I'm trying to go. You can either ride this train or step out of the way and let somebody else get on. And she's on board. And some of her friends, like when we have little get-togethers and things, they hear me talk, and they just be like, I can't believe you said this or you said that. Like my wife's nephew was talking to a girl, and the girl's trying to explain with regards to worth. And I told him, man, don't you never let a woman tell you your value. Who is she to put value on you? I said, you need to be telling her what you want, what's going on, and go from there. And I just want to say the biggest point, I don't know if you guys can expand on it, and Mr. Licario, I think this is the first time I've seen you on the show. You may have been on there. I don't really know much about you, but I appreciate all the comments I've been listening today, is that really it's just hope guys can be honest out here with these women, because it's a lot of women at this job I work, they don't even want a relationship. They just want a guy to be honest with them and say, hey, you just want to fuck.
All right, 2x2, 2x2. 2x2. Listen, where are you at? 2x2, real quick. I want to tell you you're wrong. You got to be indirect. You got to lie. You got to be on your purpose. And then when you don't get your way, you got to bitch about government. You can't jerk off. And you got to bitch about family court. That's the new flavor of the month. Because that's why these motherfuckers are losing. Go ahead, Licario. You got it, man.
Nah, man. You know, I agree with you, man. You got to be honest, bro. You know
what
I'm saying?
Always.
That's the thing, dudes. Dudes, you know, it's not even – this is the funny part. It's like, why not be honest? You understand what I'm saying? Because – and the reason why most guys aren't honest is because they feel like who they are isn't enough. They feel like they're, you know, they're not the shit. They feel like they're not good enough and all that. So this is why they lie, because the lie – is to cover up the reality of who they are. So they say, well, if I lie, well, I don't, at least if something goes wrong, then I don't have to take responsibility for myself and what I got going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy.
Yeah. So, Japan, we'll throw you back in, but we do want to say this, brother. What makes Licario, got a lot of back noise, brother. What makes Licario me is that, regardless of how long we doing it, Zakaria, how long you been
like,
in this game for?
I'm like 12 years now.
You've been 12 years. I've been over 30. And the thing is that one thing you'll notice is that we're always going to be the same through every decade. It doesn't matter. We keeping things real where no everybody else isn't. But thank you, 252. We appreciate you. We got another call, 861 and then 786. 861, I guess you're out of the country. What's your question?
Hey, hello. Good evening, guys. Good evening, Licario. good evening. How you doing? Listen.
You got it, bro.
My question, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. My question is a little different, but I want to hear your take on this. I'll tell the story. I'll be brief because I know, you know, we don't got a lot of time. I have a friend, and we've known each other for about a year, another guy. And I know him. He does business, and he also has a girlfriend. We were doing business on and off, you know, for a year. And, you know, I've been to where he lives in his office, you know, and I've met his girlfriend like twice. About a week ago, 2 weeks ago, he accused me, and this really pissed me off, but he said he indirectly implied that I was writing letters to, or I was like, hitting up his girl on social media, and I guess trying to talk to her, do some stuff. I said, "You're crazy, man." And he told me we met because I was out someplace and I met him there, and then he brought it up, but he was very vague about it. And then later on, he called me, and he was just going off about that. And I was actually, you know, I was saying, "Listen, if you got proof on this, then show me the social media, show me the emails or whatever you said I wrote," and he couldn't do it. Oh. And I was coming at him. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, call it. We got it. We're about to wrap this up real quick. But Licario, would you like to go first or shall I?
Okay.
My brother, this is something I talk about all the time that you got to understand. When you become a man. And you become wanted. You're not. When change happens, you'll be the last to see it. Everybody else around you going to see it. And one of the problems of being a man is that you're going to lose a lot of your friends and coworkers because their women are going to want to fuck you, and you're not going to notice because they're going to find you more interesting. And what you don't understand is that a lot of men that you work with go home and tell you to their wives and girlfriends. Because I'm going to use Licario for an example. If Licario's in the office, then you know Licario's fucking. Everybody knows Licario's fucking. So what do you think the guy's going to go home and do? He's going to talk about Licario because he has nothing to talk about. He thinks in talking bad about Licario, he thinks he's fucking Licario over. But what he's doing is he's Licario up. You know, like when you walk to see somebody's ass, you just don't turn and look at her ass, right? What you do is say, "Hey, babe, look how slutty she is, man! Look at that ass hanging out." Or you know, you do it that way, right? So you can still look. Well, she's gonna say, "Well, you know what? Why don't you bring Licario over for game night?" And then she's gonna tell all of her girlfriends, and it's something that's gonna happen that you guys understand. This is part of the game. I'm gonna throw it to Licario. This is part of the game. women are going to want to fuck you, and you're going to lose a lot of friends over the fact that they find you more interesting than the man that they're with. Cario?
That's true. And also, back to what were you asking? Contact this girl. What was going on?
I'm sorry. You're kind of coming in and out. Say it one more time.
He said, were you trying to contact her?
Were you trying to contact his girl?
No, no way. That and that's what really pissed me off. I don't even have any of her contact number. I only met her twice. And according to him, she didn't like... Go ahead.
Probably what's happening is probably what's happening is that his girl may be interested in you, and she mentioned you to him, so now he thinks that something's going on between you and her. That's all that is.
Now,
you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because I talked to him, and well, he was so vague, because I said, like, you know, what did I write? He couldn't tell me, and I kind of got pissed off. I said, brother, if you're not going to give me no proof, you know, to me that's...
A61, when you get defensive, you're like, you're showing guilt. If you didn't do it, don't give a fuck. You don't have to defend a position you didn't do.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You're right.
You know, so you getting mad is really stoking the flames of you're trying to take a position and trying to do the okie doke on them, the banana in the tailpipe type bullshit. If you didn't do it, I'd laugh at you and say, get the fuck out of my face. That's what a real man would say. Get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit.
All right. Yeah, maybe I got... Yeah, I was defensive, not because I didn't do it, but it was just... I was kind of indignant, if you know what I mean. Like, someone would accuse me of that. We're supposed to be friends, you know? Go ahead.
We got to throw you back in, but we got what you're saying.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, in 786, we'll bring in one. You'll be the last caller. But Lucario, with these guys, we'll wrap that up with the last bit. But let's get this last caller in. 786, what's your question, sir?
Hold on, I can't
hear you.
Oh, Steve, you can't. Lucario, can you hear me now?
Hello?
I cannot hear you.
All right, hold on, caller. Hold on. Let me see something. Oh. Hold on. USB. Lucario, you can't hear me?
Can you guys hear me? I can't hear Steve for shit.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you, Lucario.
I can't hear you, Steve.
I can hear you. You can't hear me? Steve's talking to himself.
Can you guys hear me? I can't
hear
you.
Can y'all hear me or Lucario? Chat room.
I can hear y'all both.
Okay, we can hear
you. Also, you can hear me. You can't hear him. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me try to call him.
All right, can you hear me now, Lucario? Lucario.
Yeah, you can't, Steve.
All right. Lucario. Can you hear me, motherfucker?
Yo.
I know, I hear you.
I can hear you.
I know. Y'all can hear me, motherfucker.
No, we can't hear you.
All right. I'm gonna jump out and jump back in. Hold on.
Something going on.
Hold on. Let's see. Jump out. Check. Mike. All right, Lucario, can you hear me now, brother?
You know.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Oh, you hear now? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear me for a second.
I know.
Right.
I hear you. Okay, we back. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, 786.
What I was saying real quick. Hold on, caller. I was gonna make this point real quick, because the dude that called in about the body count, right? Another guy, Roy Chess, in the chat was saying he was telling the girl about the body count because he thinks that if he doesn't tell the girl about the body count, that after they have sex with the girl, she's gonna want more and all this other shit. Y'all motherfuckers got to understand, sometimes chicks just want your dick and to keep it moving. A lot of dudes, y'all be getting too emotional and caught up and attached so quickly a lot of times. But that's another whole nother story. But go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. No. You, 76, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Listen, guys, I don't give a fuck if you just fucking, why do you care?
Right.
Y'all are showing your cards. You care more than her. But you're trying to fucking defend a position that you can't defend, guys. Now, 786, you're our last caller. What's up, brother?
Hello, you guys can hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay, perfect, great. I'm sorry also, too. I know my number was on the air earlier. This is my first time actually calling to the show, so I didn't know I was actually, like, online. But anyway, I just had to just say that, you know, I've been following Steve and I've been following you, Lucario, for a while. In fact, I actually bought your book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, and it's an awesome book. But I just wanted to just call and just say, man, I really appreciate the game you guys give, man. And one thing I have to really say is that, man, like, I listen to a lot of these cats that call in. And, man, like, one of the things that I always hear Lucario say is that a lot of these guys don't really understand it because they've never really been in a position to where they really had the chance to really see how these women really are. And everything you guys say, man, I know it's, like, it's absolutely true because, I mean, I was raised the same way by a single mom. And when I was younger, you know, I was conditioned to pretty much have that nice guy mindset, you know. And when I was in college, you know, that's how I treated women at first. But then I started realizing that no matter how nice I was, I continuously got disrespected. And I finally had came into some Red Pill content. I came into Lucario, and also, too, I came into some content by Alan. You know, and that's when I started realizing, man, everything you guys are saying, man, is absolutely true. You know, these guys out here, man, they just don't understand it. Even what Lucario was just saying about, you know, a lot of these women, they just want to just get, like, play and keep it moving. You know, it's true. You know, a lot of times that's the case because just really quickly, you know, when I was in college, I remember, like, I was coming at women with this mindset of, like, oh, man, I want a relationship, man. I want a girlfriend. And I had a lot of girls that were showing me signs, but I didn't give into it because I was so stuck in trying to, like, look for a relationship. And I missed out on, like, so much. So, I mean, what I'm saying is I've learned, you know, and I know everything you guys are saying is true, man. So, you know, I just had to make that comment.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate
that. That's what's up, man. Appreciate the call, my brother.
So what we got to do real quick is we got to run through a few commercials. We didn't do any ads, and we got to pay the Lucario Bad Boy membership sponsors and stuff. I don't want this mother to cuss me out. So we're going to hit a few commercials, and then we're going to wrap this up, guys. Let's get to the commercials.
Do you want to learn the easiest way to have more sex with more women? Then get the critically acclaimed book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. In this book, you'll learn everything you need to know about attracting and sleeping with beautiful women. That's How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. Get your copy today at MrLucario.com. That's MrLucario.com. MrLucario.com.
All right, so we'll run. I got two more. We'll do three of yours, three of mine. So I'm going to throw another one. Here you go. He's
all right.
The bad boy of the bad boy of the dating game.
Oh, that's it.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minutes, step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
All right, one more.
The truth is inside you. But in order to find it, you need someone who knows the game well enough to guide you so you can get a better understanding of yourself. MrLucario.com offers a wide range of coaching options that can benefit every man. Email, phone, personal one-on-one coaching, and more. It's one thing to hear the words, "The truth is inside you." The question is, are you ready to get help to understand why?
All right, let me get mine, and then we will wrap this up. Okay, real quick, let me hit you. All right, guys, here you go.
When it comes to confidence and feeling good about ourselves, sometimes we need a punch in the chest to overcome any feeling of fear when it comes to meeting, approaching, texting, talking, and getting what you want across to her. Sometimes, not all the time, we just need that extra push in the right direction before fear creeps in. TheManMindset.com presents The Fucking Man Attitude. It's absolutely fucking free. People think the only way to get some ass is by doing the basic dating routine. Flirt to Fuck is a product that cuts through all the bullshit and gets right to the point. It's what guys who get pussy do all the time. They don't take women out. They take them in. Inside the crib to get some pussy or some head. The game isn't about how much you can kiss her ass. It's about how much ass you can get without spending money.
All right. right, last one.
Guys, are you ready to become a single-minded man? The Man Mindset has one-on-one coaching, free boot camps, tons of videos, archived shows from the past, a dating chat line with women on right now, a cooking show to create smooth-ass meals for women, and so much more. God damn, Steve, you're doing your thing. TheManMindset.com. We're more than just a dating site. We are a lifestyle.
All right, Licario, now what's, tell everybody what's going on with you, man. How to get in touch with you, all your information, and so we wrap
it up. So guys, remember, go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy Membership. Also, make sure you guys hit me up on Instagram at Real Mr.